If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes, not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is how to purchase a rental property for only 3.5% down. Now, we've all heard the old adage, it takes money to make money, and for the most part, that's true. But it doesn't necessarily mean you need a lot of money to get started. You may have found a property, for example, or a market that looks appealing to you, but you're thinking, I just don't have the money for a 20% down payment. The property could certainly be sold by the time you save enough money, and the market may have completely changed by then. Luckily, with a little knowledge and creativity, there are options to help you acquire rental properties with a small amount of capital. What do you do when you have limited funds to start with? The first way we will mention is fairly obvious: borrow money from people you know, from family members or friends for the down payment, or work out some sort of, you know, repayment option with them. Most people would rather borrow money from someone like a close relative rather than a bank, so that it's always a possible starting point. But the reality is you will need some money to get started. While buying a property with no money down sounds great, that usually requires working with a seller who is agreeable to some kind of seller financing or other concessions. If you don't put something into the purchase, you may not feel as committed to the property or care about its success if you have not actually put your hard-earned money into it. I feel if you want to call yourself an investor, it's always important to have at least some of your own skin in the game, so to speak. Before you start putting money into real estate and start saving for it, there are a few bases you should have covered. If you have not already, you should have several savings accounts that you have for various purposes. First, an emergency family fund is always a good idea to have anywhere from 3 to 6 months worth of rent and regular monthly expenses set aside should there be some sort of an emergency where you may not have income coming in. Also, if you've got a 401k or an IRA that you're contributing to, that's also a good thing. Beyond that, you will want to have what I would call a real estate investment starter fund. This is something that you look at what you have available, and if you can trim down your expenses, how much you can contribute. And that could be the basis for you to get into your first properties. On to the fun stuff here. Traditionally, a down payment on a home is 20% at least. Sometimes you have to pay more depending on your situation, your financial situation, credit, etc. If you don't have enough saved for that, what are your options? So 20% of a larger property could add up to quite a bit. Now, aside from borrowing money from friends or family, as I mentioned earlier, there are other ways that you can get into a property for less than 20%. You have the U.S. government on your side. The Federal Housing Authority, FHA, is a program that allows home buyers to get into property with very little money down. The FHA will insure loans made by FHA-approved lenders. Now, the one hook here, however, is that you must live in the property for at least 9 months to 1 year. Now, already you're probably thinking, I'm just not up for that. You know, I've got my own house. I don't really want to go into, a rental property. And there are various ways to get around that, too. It just depends how creative you want to be. For example, you could move out of your house temporarily and rent it out and make it an income source for you during that 9 to 12 month period. Renting it out as a fully furnished house. Or maybe, let's say you want to work with one of your kids that might want to get on the FHA loan, and they could move into the rental property that you're purchasing. They'll live in one unit of it, and if it's a fourplex, you can rent out the other three. Another possibility is that you can just kind of roll up your sleeves and commit to being house hackers, which is what they call people that go in to buy rental properties, living in one of the units and renting out the others. You could just have, for example, your house, one of your kids could move in there and live there during this time period. If you really want to be creative and you want to go for a longer period of time, you may be buying a rental property each year for a period of time. You know, one of your kids would have a place to live for, 1, 2, 3, up to 5 years, depending on how long you might want to do this. So anyway, let's look at this. One of the great things about the FHA loan is that you can buy up to 4 units, which is unbelievable. It's fantastic. You could buy a fourplex, not just single family homes, but even up to a fourplex. And you could move into one of the units and rent out the other three. In other words, from day one, you would have tenants paying your mortgage for you. And more than likely, especially if it's a fourplex, there'll probably be money left over as well. So you're generating additional cash flow for yourselves from day one. Either way, if you're willing to live in the house or make arrangements to have a family member live there and have the loan in their name, you can get great benefits as an investor just getting started. Here's a list of the requirements for an FHA loan. As I mentioned, you must live in the house you're purchasing for at least 9 months to 1 year. A FICO credit score of 580 or higher would qualify you for a 3.5% down. Otherwise, you could qualify for a 10% down. You must pay annual mortgage insurance. I think it's called PMI, that insures lenders against any losses. So that does add a little bit onto your monthly payment. I think generally 1.75% purchase price would be financed. There are limits to the amounts that you can borrow, but you'd be surprised how much they are willing to go up to. And this is what really surprised me because, for example, each state has its own requirements, but in California, where it's so hard to buy anything, you have a pretty good limits here. Okay, this is the maximum limit. So for a single family home, you could buy a home up to $636,150, a duplex for $814,500, a triplex for $984,525, or a fourplex for $1,223,475. Anything above a fourplex is 5 units and above is considered commercial, so that does not qualify for the FHA loan. But look at that, okay? I mean, if to buy a house for a fourplex for $1,223,475, you would only have to pay $42,822 down. Now, that may sound like a lot for some. But for example, if you had that money saved or tucked away or accessible, maybe it's in an equity line of credit on your permanent residence or a HELOC account, you could jump right into a cash flowing income property that could easily pay off a loan for $42,000 in a relatively short period of time. Other requirements for the loan, mortgage debt to income ratio must be 31% or less. This is the mortgage payment, property taxes, insurance, and HOA dues divided by your total monthly income. And the total debt-to-income ratio must be 50% or less. This includes mortgage payment, property taxes, insurance, HOA dues, plus any other debt expenses, payments on your cars, personal loans, etc., divided by your total monthly income. You still may be thinking, I want an investment property, but not a new place to live. Well, that's the only hook here, and it is a requirement. If you can make it work, though, living in a house not only locks in a lower rate for you, and the rates are currently in the 3% range, low to mid 3% range for a 30-year loan. But it also allows you to fix up the place, work out any oddities. It's kind of sort of your training period as a real estate investor. You'll learn about the property, what property management is all about. You'll develop relationships with your neighbors. You'll learn about just screening tenants and getting good tenants and all those things while you're in this on-site training program. Now, if you plan to take advantage of this program and depending on the market you're in and the numbers you're looking at, I would recommend actually not going for the 3.5 minimum. I mean, the 3.5 minimum is great if that's the only way the only money you have available. But if you have 10 to 15% of the purchase price, you're still getting this great rate. You will still have, actually you'll have a lower payment, and that allows for more cash flow for you. Take an example, in just a real simple case, $100,000 property. If your real estate investment savings account has $15,000 in it, or your line of equity, what have you, you're going to pull out the $15,000 to buy $100,000 property. So that's 15% down. And let's say we'll go for a higher, say the 4% interest instead of the low to mid threes. You've got about a $406 mortgage payment. Or if you put 10% down, it'd be, a $430 monthly payment. So while you're living in the house and fixing it up, if necessary for the first year, you do have that sort of extra $5,000 for repairs on that property by putting a larger amount down. So it does give you a little bit more cash flow to do things to the property if you want. That extra $5,000, it only costs you $24 a month, so it's not a lot if you look at it. There's also a really neat FHA loan that is the exact same qualifications as this one I've mentioned, but you can also add into it repair costs as well. So they'll cover any kind of estimated repairs to fix the property up, and that can be included in this great loan as well. So that's always something that you can take a look at. FHA insured loans can be a great way to get you into a property when you're low on funds to get started. There are even FHA loans, like I mentioned, that cover the cost of repairs. These loans are available. Be sure to meet with an FHA-approved lender, though, who will walk you through the process of getting pre-approval, which I really would recommend. And a pre-approval, it will be good for 4 months. So that'll give you leverage as you're going out to look for properties. Generally, the loan process takes anywhere from 30 to 40 days, depending, to get your qualification and pre-approval. Also, remember that you're buying for the purpose of renting out. So even though you look at a place saying, oh, I could never live there permanently, well, you don't have to live there permanently. It's that 9 month to 1 year period. And after that, it'll be filled with tenants. And on that note, it's very important, too, that you understand your numbers. Do a very careful analysis of any property that you're looking at or considering in doing this with, because you want to make sure all of your expenses, cash flow, return on investment, everything has been really calculated out. And I'd say be conservative in your numbers too. Factor in any contingencies, especially including vacancies, as you're estimating your income. Overall, this is a great way, if you have limited funds, to get started in real estate investing. If you have the flexibility and are up for the house hacking adventure, you could literally purchase 5 fourplexes in 5 years or less and end up with 20 cash flowing units that will not only give you the experience of being a real estate investor and landlord, etc., they will generate significant monthly income for you if you buy right. And they'll be increasing in equity each year. So not only are you getting the experience, but your net worth is going up. Your experience as a real estate investor have gone up. And that will give you leverage in purchasing larger apartments in the future. Well, that's it for today. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here today, including any links, can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.